The message time today will be a slightly different format than regular Sundays. There will be three of us doing readings. One will read from Scripture, an event in the ministry of Jesus. The second voice will speak as someone present at the time. A third voice then will kind of bring it into present life with a similar type incident. And then after each section of readings, the whole will be resolved by a sung chorus that will be repeated after each set of three readings. So I want to thank Donna and Rich and Genesis for helping this, and I hope that it is a different way of presenting the meaning and message of the gospel.
We need to start beside each other.
Yeah. You're right, right?
Yeah.
So you will be starting.
Don't be afraid. Mark 5, verses 1 through 2. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man with an unclean spirit came out of the tombs to meet him.
Jesus, it's my son. It's a demons. He's out of control. No one can do anything for him. We tried change, but he's too strong. Lord, it hurts to see him this way. He's been chased out of town, but it's not his fault. It's that unclean spirit. We can't stop loving him, but we can't help him. I'm afraid of him and afraid for him.
Jesus, it's my daughter. It's the drugs. She's out of control. We've tried rehab. We've tried not letting her go out. Nothing helps. The heroin, it controls her. She lies, steals, falls back into it. We've kicked her out and told her to clean up. We've taken her back and told her to clean up. Lord, it hurts to see her this way. We can't stop loving her. I'm afraid of her and afraid for her.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
John 11. Verses 1 through 3 and 17. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sisters Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So they sent a message to Jesus. Lord, the one whom you love is ill. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
Jesus, it's my brother. He's dead. If you had been here, it wouldn't have happened. Death is too much for me to face. But you're the Lord. How could you let this happen? I'm scared. I'm afraid for my brother's fate, and I'm afraid to face death alone.
Jesus, it's my father. He's dying. It's cancer. I'm afraid, and it's too much for me to deal with. He's afraid about dying, Lord. Oh, it's easy to talk about eternal life in church. Now, in the face of death, we both struggle. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Doesn't cut it when the body is a man I love. Lord, how could you let this happen? He's a good man. He won't talk to me. I don't know what to say to him. I'm afraid for him.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger.
Matthew 8, verses 23 through 24. And when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was swamped by the waves. But Jesus was asleep.
Jesus, wake up! There's a storm. It's too much for us. We've been sailing before and in stormy weather, but this is too much for us. We trimmed the sail. We tossed out a storm anchor. We've bailed until our backs hurt and our hands are cramped. All our tried and true skills aren't enough. We're afraid.
Jesus, it's too much for me. I feel like I'm sinking. Costs keep going up. My son lost his job during the height of COVID. The company closed its shop here. I can't move as fast or as well as I used to. My doctor tells me I need to reduce my stress. Blood pressure, you know. I prayed. I've looked for better work for me and anything for him. I keep up on bills as best I can. But the things that helped me before aren't enough now. I feel like I'm sinking. It's overwhelming. I'm afraid of it all.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near.
Luke 9, verses 43 through 45. While everyone was amazed at what he was doing, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands." But they did not understand, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying.
"Lord, it can't be. No one would betray you. And even if they did, what good would it do? I mean, you're the Lord. You won't let bad things happen. If you can be betrayed, then what's the use? Is evil stronger than good? Lord, I'm afraid."
"Lord, it can't be. From school shootings to random street violence, deaths from floods and storms around the country, how could you let that good, innocent people perish? It's not fair. Why didn't you save them? Is evil so strong? If violence can take you anywhere, anytime, then what's the use? I'm afraid."
"Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near."
John 20, verses 11 through 13. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him."
"It was hard enough to see my brother die, but Jesus revived him. Then Jesus was arrested. It was still hard to watch him die. Then I had to watch Jesus be taken away and killed. Now he's not in the tomb. I don't know where to look for him anymore. I'm afraid my faith can't keep up."
"I don't know where to find Jesus anymore. When I think I've got my understanding set in one place, something happens. I don't find him in church anymore, not like I used to. It seems empty, like going through the motions, but I'm not sure where else to look." Is Jesus where people are doing good? Maybe those helping at the soup kitchen are closer to him than I am, but why isn't life better for folks at the soup kitchen? Where can I find Jesus, find help, find comfort? I don't know. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
I want to thank our singers and our readers for help with that presentation this morning.